My name is Matt Ryan. Always great catching up with my next guest. It seems like it's been a little while. It's great chatting with my friend Brody Sievert. Brody, thanks so much for your time. How you doing, pal?
No problem, Matt. I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. And I want to ask, because it's a pretty big day for you. I know you have a song that's released digitally where fans can get their music. We'll touch on that in just a bit. But, I mean, Brody, we haven't chatted for a little bit, but this past year, I mean, it's almost exactly a year with the pandemic going on. Just kind of want to touch base with you and ask how the last year has been like for you, because I know it's been tough on musicians with everything been shutting down. So how has the last year been for you?
It's been an interesting one, to say the least. You know, we had a lot of stuff on the books for last year as far as festivals went. We're still able to kind of keep our release plan in motion and get our merchandise line going, which was kind of nice and nice timing. Yeah. Being we couldn't really hit the road and interact with fans that way. Started a Fan the Jam page. Aaron Goodman kind of came up with that whole thing with his team and got me in on it. So it's basically a place for my fans to get exclusive content that they would not regularly get. So that's been really a cool thing to do, and I've been wanting to do for a long time anyhow. So we made some major adjustments that just to kind of keep things rolling, keep the ball rolling, keep fans engaged with some new content. And it was different not getting to play in the summertime, spent a lot more time in the boat fishing. But which I won't complain about.
Right.
But I really miss the stage, and I miss all my friends in the music business, and miss seeing you guys, and miss seeing just everyone.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And you mentioned merchandise line, so I want to kind of give you an opportunity to promote that. So you have a new merchandise line, and is that available on your website? How can people check that out?
Absolutely. You just head over to BrodySievert.com, and if you scroll down to the bottom there, there's a line of merch, hats and shirts. There's some shirt and hat packages for a better price than buying the hat and the shirt separately. We got some new stuff that we're going to be designing here down the road to throw in there. And we got a lot of cool stuff coming down the pipe for the year. And hopefully towards the end of this year, if things go right with everything, we can maybe start seeing the live stages open back up again. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fingers crossed for that. That would be fantastic. And you have a new song out right now, just released today, to where fans can get their music digitally. Wherever you get your music, you can check out Brody's brand new one. This one's for you. I've listened to it. I love this song, Brody. So tell us a little bit about the story behind this one and kind of how this one came to be written.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you like it. So basically, actually, the song was written by my guy who produced it for me, by the name of Greg Bates. It was written by Greg and co-written by Jameson Rogers, actually.
One
of my favorite artists. Basically, the song, though, where it came about for me with it was, I've had it for quite a few years, just kind of sitting there in the shelf. It was pitched to me a while back. Never got around to finding a project that it kind of really fit in with, and where we kind of went with everything this time around with the batch of songs we cut, it really fit, and it really fits to where I am now. And it just was always a song that was really cool. It kind of tipped your hat to the music industry of just, you know, sure, it's about a breakup and everything, but my drummer Darcy DeChambeau was saying to me the other day actually how for him, when he listens to it, the first opening line of the chorus is, you know, I'm taking this show on the road. And he's like, it just, when I hear that line, it just makes me get that feeling again of we're on the road, we're on a stage. And he's like, hopefully that kind of signals some things and moves us towards being able to play live again. But it was one of those songs that it was me from the get go. The second that I heard it, it was like this song, it has to be a song that I cut. And, you know, oftentimes we record songs that we write, and that's the fun part of being an artist and a writer too. You know, sometimes you cut these things that you write, and in the end, you know, it's just whatever works the best for you.
Yeah, for sure. The brand new one called This One's For You. Again, it's available wherever you get your music, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, all those places. available to get Brody's brand new one. So, again, with everything being shut down, I mean, and one of the things, again, being shut down, which is why a lot of us here in Saskatchewan can't see each other, the SCMAs have been shut down last couple of years, going virtual again this year. You're nominated for Male Artist of the Year, so congratulations to that, Brody. Maybe talk about the SCMAs being virtual and how much it'd be good to hopefully be back and celebrate in person, hopefully next year.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I mean, anytime that you can get a nomination for an award in any category in any place, it's always a humbling thing. It always makes you feel good, makes you feel noticed, for all the hard work that you do. And it's been such a change having to do it all virtually, basically everything virtually this year. But yeah. Along those lines, it's still a fun time of the year when the award show comes around. And I still, last year when we got to watch it virtually, it was still really exciting. It was a lot of fun to watch, from home still, even though we weren't able to be together. But, I'm excited for this year's awards, and congrats to you as well on your nomination, Matt.
Appreciate that.
Well deserved. And yeah, it's always fun.
It's gonna be cool. One of the cool things about it is that it seems like the majority of everyone in Saskatchewan kind of watches it there at the same. I know you can kind of watch it if you miss it when it airs live. You can watch it another time, but a lot of us watch it it seems like we're watching it all together, even though we're different parts, because everyone's posting about it, and it's kind of a big watch party, which is kind of cool. Again, April 17th, Saturday night, 8 o'clock on Access and streaming YouTube as well. Brody, it's probably very difficult to determine what 2021 is going to look like on a normal year. I bet it's difficult if there isn't a pandemic to determine what the year is going to look like for you, but with it's probably a lot of things are up in the air. What are you kind of hoping to be a part of this year? What's 2021 kind of looking like for you? If I know putting you on the spot a little bit, but what's kind of the year looking like for you?
We've still got a lot of things planned. We're still kind of rolling on that. You know, nothing's guaranteed right now to open up and play live and do that kind of thing. So we're still kind of road mapping the year, almost similar to how we kind of had to adjust things on the fly last year when everything hit. And, you know, just trying to keep as much stuff out there for fans and keep people engaged, give them some new music. And we've got some new stuff coming out this year, not just this new song. We're going to be packaging everything up for everyone, and there's going to be a lot of cool things coming down the pipe this year for fans and a lot of different things. So, Hopefully we can maybe squeeze in a couple of live shows here towards the end of the year if this all kind of comes to an end. But at this point, we're just kind of roadmapping and trying to keep things rolling. So
awesome. Brody, it's always great catching up with you. I really appreciate it. I know a lot going on, especially here with the new song being released today. Probably a busy day for you. So I appreciate your time and hope to catch up again soon. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Anytime, Matt. Thanks for having me.